We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There are lots of things that you can call Tammy. Lots of things you want to call Tammy. Lots of things I want to call Tammy.
I bet.
One thing you cannot call Tammy is cruel to animals. I've seen her make out with several different types of animals. Not only is she lover of all, I mean, there's she isn't equal opportunity lover of animals. Mm-hmm. There's not an animal she's not going to make out with. I saw her try to approach a sea lion once.
Oh, my God. I did not.
That said, when you post a video of two seemingly, I don't know dog psychology, but I'm looking at right now two seemingly very happy dogs.
Yeah, they're beautiful little golden retrievers. They're so cute.
Dressed like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. and dressed like the Cowardly Lion,
yeah.
from The Wizard of Oz. The question is, do you dress your pets for Halloween, or is it, I guess now, cruel to animals?
Yeah, I posted this because it was such a cute little costume, and first and foremost, it's not something that's super constricting. It's just on the front of them, because if you really look, you can see the dogs are laying down, and it's super cute, and they're like, ha, 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 doing that cute little dog thing they do. And I posted because I thought it was a really cute costume, and most people agreed. Some people talked about what they put up, but then someone else said that's cruelty to animals.
Okay.
So I posed the question back. I don't quite understand why that's cruel to a dog to put on a costume. I used to have a greyhound. I rescued a greyhound. Greyhounds don't have fur. They only have hair. She had a naked belly. And living in the Midwest, when it was cold, she had to wear a coat. Sometimes I had to put a scarf around her
head. That's a really good point. How's that different?
I don't think it's different at all.
No. You did spell ridiculously wrong on your post, by the way. Oh. Sorry. Hate to be a policeman.
No, you can fix that.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
What?
The person that posted that?
That said it was cruel to animals, yes.
That's my cousin.
Oh. Are you kidding?
Oh, no.
No, I swear
Are
to
you
God.
Kidding?
I swear to God, this is my cousin.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Why is it cruel? I do not understand.
I don't think it is either, Tam. But I don't know. I don't ask the dog. The dog doesn't talk to me. Maybe the dog's like, are you serious? This costume demeans us both.
I think the dog is like,
the dog
you're looking
looks happy.
At me. I think the dog is like thinking, throw the ball. Give me a treat.
In my cousin's defense, who I love, I don't know what the dog is. Maybe she knows more than I do. I don't know. But I can't believe it's my cousin posing. I don't think it's cruel. Does anybody, I mean,
no.
I mean, well, no, but maybe, listen, maybe there's something to be said there. Maybe there's something we don't know. I've never dressed my dog, Harry the Wonder Dog, in a costume, but I know when Harry the Wonder Dog comes back from the groomer, there's a nice little do-rag tied mm-hmm. around his neck.
Sure.
Which I have a problem with because it's always like a girly color. My Harry's a boy dog, a manly Yorkie.
How do you know? Maybe he doesn't identify as a boy
maybe
dog.
Maybe he's asked for that. Yeah, I don't know.
833-287-1037. I don't see how that's cruel. I want to hear from you. Do you think that it's cruel to put pets in costumes? And of course, we're not talking about something that could harm an animal, but just a cute costume. Come on. Sweaters, coats, costumes?
I guess if you're going down to the bare bones of it, there's no way to know if a dog or an animal likes a pet costume because they can't talk to us. So one way of thinking would be just don't do it.
Well, but dogs who don't like them, take them off. They're like, stop, I don't want to wear this. Most dogs are like, good enough.
So two questions. A, is it cool to put your pets in a costume, or is it cruel? A. B. How do you deal with an uncomfortable family situation on the air? Because that's my cousin, man.
Oh, man.
It's my cool cousin, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like a super cool caterer and always has the same kind of thoughts that I have as far as like ideals, and just not this time. Oh, wow. God. This is awkward. Oh, I was not expecting that. That's weird. When Facebook posts you want to rag on, turn into something that's, no.
Exactly.
All right, anyway, 833-287-1037, John and Tammy in the morning. Dressing your dog or your pet in a Halloween costume, good fun, or is it cruel, Debbie?
Oh, my God, animals are not supposed to wear clothes. Mm. You know, I get it if they're cold or something, but it's just a little cruel to dress them up in these silly, elaborate costumes. They never like it. Never. Mm. And I think, you know, if you do it, you're a bad pet owner.
Jeez.
A little harsh.
Now, I mean, cruel?
I think cruel is a way wrong word.
I could not agree with you more.
Animal cruelty is something completely different.
Michael Vick, cruel to animals.
Yes.
Aunt Edna, that puts a sweater on Fluffy. I don't think she's cruel. Perhaps misguided. I don't know.
Yeah. Our phone number is 833-287-1037.
Marsha is in Lakeside. Marsha, what's your take on this? Is Tammy being totally cruel to animals?
No, I legitimately think it depends on the dog. I've seen some dogs that love dressing up and some dogs that hate it.
My question is this. How do we know that they love it?
Well, if they look happy or are they trying to get out of it?
I can even go further than that. How do we know that they're looking happy? How do we know it's a happy look? I mean,
well, come on. We know if our pets are in a good mood.
I don't know.
Or not.
I mean, those dogs look happy right now in that video.
Right?
And yet
super
a very
happy.
Intelligent person that this isn't some Yahoo. I know
I'm not
this person.
Yahoo,
no, I know you're not.
She just doesn't like it.
But she's saying it's cruel. I'm saying, is there something that we're missing?
Cruel is chaining an animal to a tree.
I know. It's a total overstatement.
Sorry. Jess, you had a take on the costume.
Well, my mom's dog loves wearing outfits. He'll go and get his little Astros jersey and bring it to her so that she'll put it on him.
You see, my mom's dog, Sophie, when you used to put it, because back in Minnesota, when you have a small dog like that, especially a small dog, you got to get them dressed up when they go outside. It was like, seriously, dog torture to put that sweater on that dog because she just hated it so much.
So that dog shouldn't wear one.
But you had to put it on her if she was going to go out.
Kelly's in Oceanside.
Kelly, what's your take on this?
See, I don't think it's a big deal. I go visit my parents in New York, and we have a dog, and he's a born in California dog, and he wants to stay in California because when we go home, if there's snow on the ground, he will not go outside until there are little booties on his feet. And I've gotten so many dirty looks, but I'm telling you, he refuses to go out in that snow if there's nothing covering his feet.
Dirty looks for keeping your pet's feet not frozen?
It's cruel.
That seems very compassionate. That seems the absolute opposite of cruel to me.
But people are like, he hates those things. You know, look at the way he's walking around. I'm like, well, yeah, he's not used to it, but he'd rather be wearing those than be in the snow. I don't even like being in the snow. I don't walk in the snow barefoot. So
you know, people just shut up. You know what?
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
allowed to tell me the dog hates it if you know that for a fact because the dog said, you know, this costume demeans us both. I don't like it at all. I hate it. I want it off. If a dog won't go to the bathroom unless it's warm, what are you going to do?
I know. Sorry. I know, and here's the thing. Animals that don't like the costumes, they fidget with them. They want them off. That's obvious your dog doesn't like it, but the dogs are like, I don't care. Where's the ball? How about a treat? That's how most animals, that's how most dogs are.
When Harry the Wonder Dog goes to the groomer and comes back all handsome and he's got a little blue bandana tied around his neck because that's what the groomer does. Do I go to the groomer and say, how dare you do this to my dog? You have been cruel to him. No. I'm like, look at my handsome man with his little bandana around him.
I love it.
I could see his eyes. I love this thing.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. And this is my cousin.
I'm sorry. I don't want to start.
You've just made Thanksgiving so uncomfortable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.